Silver Wolf Audio Blog Podcast, Episode 25, The Christmas Special. In this week's episode of the SWABP, this episode is going to be kind of different from all the others, so, because, well, it's the holiday season. It's Christmas, it's Hanukkah, it's Kwanzaa, it's all these holidays. And this whole episode, I'm mostly going to be reflecting on this holiday, so, you know, not too many reviews, no reviews, no news, no nothing. It's just a good old reflection on this wonderful season, this wonderful holiday season, so, yeah. That's pretty much all the episode. If you want any contact information or if you want more information on the show, you can check out the SWABP blog at swabp.blogspot.com. And now let's listen to the rest of Skid Row with Jingle Bells and we'll get on with the show. Hello, fellow pack members, and welcome once again to another edition of the SWABP. I am, of course, M. Silverwolf, and some of you are actually probably wondering, why was the show not released on a Friday like it usually is? Well, the thought has occurred to me. This is my 25th episode. It's my Christmas episode. And also, Christmas runs on the 25th of December, and why not release my 25th episode, which is the Christmas episode, on December 25th, which is also Christmas? How often does that happen? Oh, I don't know. You know, I don't think this ever happened before. But, whatever. First off, let me go on with my life so far. First off, finals week was a couple weeks ago, and I'm so glad that it's all said and done. It's over. All my grades are in. I did good this semester, as always. And, the only problem I had with my finals was the last day. I had my finals early in the morning. My first one was not that bad, but my other one that was just right, by the time I finished with the first one, it was actually a couple hours before my next one. Oh my god, it was complete. I swear to you, there was questions on that test we did not even go over in class. I kid you not. In fact, my teacher, who shall remain nameless, actually expects us to memorize like the entire chapter and try to complete the test with those, from the book. And my question is, these questions, we never even gone over him in class, and how does she expect us to actually know the answers to these questions? And she told us to, you know, and in fact, our even our homework assignments, which for some students last 2 days, what they were was, you know, like, read the chapter and write a summary. Okay, not bad. Well, as soon as I turned it in, it was 2 pages worth of notes, single space, you know, as much as I think that's important. She said, not enough, do more, Scoozy, do more, okay, I'll do more, back in the book, went through with like a fine tip pencil, added more, turned it in, I got like a fortunately I got a 5 on 5, but it's weird that it's supposed to be a summary of the chapter, and you're all supposed to go over what's going to be on the test in class. Whatever. I'm digressing here. It was just a really weird test, and my finals, like I said, all went okay. And other than that, like, the next week, you know, actually, this week, I'm just chilling, relaxing. And also, this week, I have officially made plans to go back down to Disney for about a week, you know, to work half the time, and since it's the new year, why not start off with some fun? I've officially made plans to go back to Walt Disney World for about a week. I'll be checking in on the 2nd of January, and I'll be checking out on the 11th, so that's a little bit more, so that's about, it'll be about 4 days working and about, 4 days working, 4 days having fun. So, why not? I'm in Walt Disney World. I'm currently on vacation. So, yeah. I will be down there and I will be, you know, working half the time and, well, having fun half the time. And hopefully, I'm not saying I'm guaranteeing this, but, you know, I keep on hearing that, you know, on the 7th of January, the name of the Disney MGM Studios will change to the Disney Hollywood Studios, and I want to be there for that. So, hopefully on the 7th, I'll get up early in the morning, I'll head on over to the Disney MGM Studios, have fun there, and see all the, like, every single note, every single sign that says Disney MGM Studios changed to Disney Hollywood Studios, and every single show that says enjoy the rest of your stay here at the Disney MGM Studios, and see cast members mistake saying, say Disney Hollywood Studios, and kind of mistake saying, enjoy the rest of your day here at the MGM Studios. I mean the Disney Hollywood Studios. But I digress here. So I will be going back to Walt Disney World in a little bit. So I already made all the reservations at the last minute. I was very lucky that I got some good brews at the time. And yeah, I mean, I'm really excited about this. And hopefully it'll be a good trip. But other than that, I've pretty much done nothing. I've been catching up and playing all these games that I haven't really gotten a chance to beat during these last few weeks. I've beaten Super Paper Mario. I'm on the verge of being the original Paper Mario on Virtual Console. And I have so many other games that I'm trying to beat because I'm so close to actually beating them. I can smell it. I can smell the victory. But, whatever. That's about it. Other than that, like I said earlier, there's gotta be no news. If you want to kind of review, I'm guessing you want to make I could do a review on the holiday, but that's about it. It's once again, I just really want the show to reflect a lot on the holiday itself, and that's exactly what I'm gonna do. But before that, let's get on to a little more Christmas music. I found so many great holiday music on the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com, and I decided to play, that last song by Skid Row. Surprisingly, I found that on the PodSafe Music Network, but this next song, actually these next few songs, well, they're all going to be, kind of rock and roll, heavy metal kind of music, but, they're good old songs. So, the next song, let's see, what can I play next? Ah, here's another one. How about a little Nelson with Jingle Bell Rock? See you in a little bit. Once again, that was Nelson with Jingle Bell Rock from the album Monster Ballads Christmas. All the music for the show comes from the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com. Now, when it comes to Christmas, the first thing that comes to anybody's mind when it comes to Christmas, I mean, you can just ask anybody, this will probably be the first thing that'll come, is shopping. Oh my gosh, the shopping. Dear Lord, the shopping. I like to shop, for electronic gizmos and video games and all that stuff. But this year, every year, it's always insane to shop. And especially the day after Thanksgiving, which is Black Friday, which is all the deals. But that's Thanksgiving. But, I'm talking about, the Christmas season now. And every time I go to in front of a Best Buy store or to a mall, the parking is always jam-packed, especially around lunchtime and after 5 o'clock, which is pretty much every time everybody is off from work. And, I have been in this kind of traffic before, all this holiday traffic before. And it is just, absolutely insane. I swear I'm trying to count how many times I've almost been in an accident because of stupid drivers in a parking lot. I'm trying to count how many accidents I've almost been in. But you agree with me that it's a lot. It's a lot. But, I sometimes I like to shop, but, for me, since I'm like, you know, since I shop for my family, like, and pretty much most of my shopping is done at like at a Best Buy or Circuit City, I can just go into the store, pick up a few items, and you know, well, from the heart, of course, and you know, wrap it up. But you know, I feel bad for some of the people that have to shop for every single person in the family, and you know, it's weird. It's just really weird. But you know, some people just don't get that, you know, yeah, it's nice to give each other gifts because that's pretty much the holiday, but you know, why not, you know, take a breather from shopping for once, and you don't have to rush, and you know, take your time. You know, you still, like, you know, some people, you still have, like, you know, a month to shop, and, you know, but, whatever. But also these deals that these stores offer, jeez, are they actually encouraging last-minute shopping? But whatever, I'm going nowhere with it. I just thought, you know, talking about shopping during the holiday is a good idea, but, you know, there's nothing much to the shopping anymore now. It's all done online, and, you know, it's good to actually have the experience of actually going to the store, trying to find the item, and, you know, constantly searching all over the world just to search for this one item. You know, it's fun now, but with the invention of online, it's not fun anymore. I kid you not. I mean, I can just go online, like, you know, just a few weeks before Christmas, get my, you know, order my stuff, and then it'll be sent to me, you know, 2-3 days later. You know, where's the fun in that? I mean, the fun, like, to me, one of the most fun about Christmas shopping is getting your car, driving all over the parking lot, searching for that one good spot, and trying to fight people over a certain gift. But, you know, that's just me. But, you know, whatever. Shopping, you know, it's easier now, and actually, I'm trying to think of a really good, actually, you know, I think I do know a good story that, you know, resulted in complete luck. It actually just happened a few days ago. I have been searching for a gift from my brother, my brother Ryan, who's currently living in New York. He's been trying to search for, you know, a gift to give to my brother, but he doesn't want to spend the time, you know, searching for it on, you know, he's a really busy guy, and he doesn't want to go around searching for, like, you know, go around every store searching for it, and I don't think he really wants to buy it online, or probably it's sold out online or something like that. So he actually requested me to go out and purchase this item for, you know, for my brother. And what I did was, it actually took me a few days to look for it. And it was on sale at Circuit City and Best Buy for, you know, a really good offer. It's like almost half off. And every time I keep on going to these stores, it was always sold out. So what I did next was that it was at Best Buy. Then I thought, you know, maybe I can also find this at, of all places, Toys R Us. And I wish I can tell you this item, but, you know, my brother could be listening, and I do not want to give away his Christmas gift, even though this is being released on Christmas Day. But I digress. I went inside Toys R Us. They had it. But you know, it was too much. You know, it was the manufacturer's suggested retail price. But then I thought, okay, I'll try one more store, see if they have it for cheaper. I went over to a store called Fry's Electronics, which is a place I used to work in, and lo and behold, they had one left. It was the right price, plus it came with some other stuff that the other one at Toys R Us did not have. So I picked it up, I bought it, and I ran out, saying, this is it, this is what I need. You know, but, you know, once again, it comes back to, like, the fun that you got this item for your loved one, it comes from the heart, there you go, wrap it up, give it to your brother or to your mother or whoever, and say Merry Christmas. But now with the whole online shopping, it's not that fun anymore. You just go online, you search for it, you find the right price, you click it, you give away a credit card number, and then, lo and behold, it's right there. It's right there in your front door 2-3 days later. It's simple. It's easier. And besides, you save a lot of gas if you just buy online, but whatever. Let's get on with another song by Rockosaurus Rex. You know, while that song was playing, I actually found out something that I just remembered not too long ago. When it comes to shopping, there's always that one special gift that every kid has on their Christmas list. Like, I remember fourth grade, when I was in fourth grade, it was Tickle Me Elmo, and now it's Nintendo Wii, and then it was Xbox, and, you know, all this other stuff. And, you know, I remember not too long ago that things like this, parents would do anything, and I mean anything, to get this for their kid. I mean, I think the kid is flattered that their parents are going through all this, but, you know, it's just a toy. I mean, chances are it's going to be, you know, in the back somewhere or in the closet just collecting dust, and, you know, if a parent actually sees it just back there, they're going, "You know how much I went through to get this thing for you? Do you know how much? You're gonna play for the rest of your life now!" But I digress. I mean, like I said, parents will do anything to get this one special thing. I mean, they will do races, they will spend like thousands of dollars, and, you know, they would even run over each other in a shopping mall as soon as it opens. I remember as a kid that on the news, when, you know, at a Toys R Us or something, these parents, like, you know, the Tickle Me Elmo was on store shelves, and these mothers just ran over each other and just grab as many as they can and just almost killing each other for it. But that's, you know, kind of weird. But, you know, it's just so weird now that people are willing to do anything to get the, to get one special gift that a kid's probably just gonna throw away in a few years. But I digress. But anyway, let's move on to another segment. You know, traditions. I mean, in my family, we have a lot of traditions when it comes to the holidays. On Christmas Eve, we always go. Right now, we're currently going to my aunt's house. We used to go to my grandmother's house, but now we're going to my aunt's house because my grandmother, you know, she couldn't really do it anymore. She can't handle it anymore, can't handle all the cooking and all the guests. But now it's over at my aunt's house. And, you know, what we do, we just, you know, we have dinner, and we, you know, we talk and relax. Santa comes to visit us, and, you know, by the end of the night, we all gather together as a family, and we all open Christmas gifts. You know, it's just like a nice, you know, family gift exchange. And the tradition in our family, that's, you know, it's probably part of your family, that it always goes from the youngest child all the way to the oldest adult. Currently, I'm since my two cousins were born a few years ago, I am currently now number three on, you know, third to open up the gifts, and then, you know, it's my brothers, then it's my cousins, then it's the parents, but there's all right. We just exchange gifts and we watch television and we relax and talk. Then the next morning, all the other families have their traditions, and my family, we have our Christmas Day tradition. And to be honest, since I'm always excited about this holiday, I'm always excited about getting gifts, I'm usually the first person up. I kid you not, I'm the first person up. And I have been for, I think, about 10 years, no, actually more like actually all my life I'm always the first person up. And, you know, like, not only because of the opening of the Christmas presents, but also I need to set the TV and the timer, and, you know, and the VCR timer that sets for the Walt Disney World Christmas Day Parade, which I'm always looking forward to every year. And I'm definitely looking forward to it now because, well, I work there now, and also I'm a DF, or Disney fanatic. But I'm usually the first person up, then it's usually my brothers that's next, then at last it's my parents. Then we open up the gifts, we go downstairs, we unwrap all the video games, and we start playing them. And later that day, the rest of the family that we met last night come to our house now. And we have ourselves a little get-together. Another nice Christmas get-together. And once again, we have dinner, we talk, and, you know, we show off all our new stuff and what we got. And, you know, that's pretty much it. And then, you know, when it comes to New Year's, I'll talk a little bit more about later. It's all up in the air because we like to spend time with each other during New Year's. And, you know, I'll get to that in a little bit, but, you know, there's a lot of family traditions, and, you know, I definitely, you know, all these traditions I really enjoy doing, because it's all these traditions, it's a great way to, you know, talk to the folks, and, you know, talk to your parents, talk to your family, and, you know, what's going on, how you doing. And, you know, to me, that's what Christmas is pretty much all about. I'll reflect more on after when the next song comes up. And, you know, it's really interesting that, you know, you spend time with your family during this holiday, and, you know, most people are always so happy to see their family. You know, around this time, we're all happy, and, you know, we're all inside, all warm, out of the cold. And, you know, it's really interesting. I just gotta stop now before I freak out. Let's get on with another song, and I'll get to another topic. This is Slall with "If Every Day Were Christmas." I know I played this last year, but I just love this song so much. like that time again to me. For mistletoe, a Christmas show, and the lighting of that famous Christmas tree. People are shopping for their loved ones and making plans for Christmas feast. But it all goes by in the blink of an eye, and then we have to wait another year. But what if every day were Christmas? What a wonderful world this would be. We would never feel blue. We'd make all our dreams come true if Christmas were every day. This time brings out the good in people. Just look around now and you'll see. Everybody's nice and full of life, and they give to those who are in need. But what if know, you can talk to anyone now and they'll say what their true meaning of Christmas is. Some kid might say, oh, it's all the presents. Someone might say that it's for, you know, time for family. And, you know, to me, one of the true meanings of Christmas is that, you know, it is time with family. It is a time to, you know, just relax, have fun, you know, have fun with your family, you know, talk to them. And just, you know, spend some time with them. This is, you know, this is pretty much one of the best times. It's close to the end of the year, and it's a great way to, you know, reflect upon the year and talk to your friends, talk to your family, and enjoy the company that you have with them, you know, for this one moment, because, you know, I just can't say it. But, you know, it's also a good time to think of others as well. You know, there's so many other people out there that do not have a family, or, you know, don't have anyone to go to for Christmas. And it's also a good time to, you know, think about those as other as well. I mean, that it's good to help others in need. I mean, I do it all the time. I donate to Salvation Army. I also donate to Child's Play. And I donate to as many charities as I can. You know, if one pops up, I'll be happy to throw in a few bucks. You know, it's really the time to, you know, reflect, help others, talk to some people. And also, especially with now, also help out with the troops that are overseas. I mean, I have a friend who's currently overseas as well. Salute you, my friend. He's currently over, I don't know if he's in for Christmas or not, but, you know, for those who are, you know, in Iraq or any other part of the world, you know, protecting other people, you know, it's also a good time to, you know, support them as well. And, you know, it's really hard to think that they'll never, you know, spend time with their loved ones during this holiday. And, you know, it's a really good time to, you know, think of them overseas, pray for them, and, you know, support them in a way. Even though you might not support the war itself, you gotta give respect to the troops, you know, for help, for protecting our rights and protecting the rights of others. And it is really, you know, it's just this holiday is just really, it's really special. I really enjoy this holiday, and, you know, I wish it, and also, like I said, I wish every day was like this, but, you know, it's really hard to think that, you know, if every day was Christmas. I mean, think about it. We'll all be broke because we're all giving each other gifts. But I digress. This is a really special time, and, you know, I want you all to just pause for now and just, you know, think of the soldiers overseas, the people, you know, that are in need, and also your family. So just take this time now and just, you know, just think of all that. Let it all sink in and discover what this whole holiday, no matter what you celebrate or what you believe in, and just take it and, you know, just reflect on it. Reflect on our family, reflect on, you know, other people. So I'm just going to leave this for, you know, let's pause for a few seconds. All right. Also, with this holiday, like I said, you know, we're getting really, really close to another new year. We're getting close to 2008. It's gonna be a brand new year. This year, 2007, we can just kick the bucket on this year, and, you know, move forward into 2008, clean slate. You're happy. And, you know, it's a brand new year. In fact, I'm going to be starting this brand new year right by, you know, going to Walt Disney World like I did last time. And, you know, just having fun. And I want you to have fun, you know, when the new year starts. Let this new year start off right. Don't start off all upset or, you know, all glum. I mean, if you're going to be like that at the beginning of the year, You're gonna be like that for the rest of the year. I kid you not. It has happened to me. I mean, when I went to Walt Disney World last year, actually earlier this year. Why do I keep on saying last year? When I began the year off by working at, you know, at my dream job. And, you know, with that, I was, you know, I was happy. I was happy, and I started the new year off right, and even now I'm still happy. And, well, you know, that's what it does to you. I mean, you start off happy, you end the year happy. That's what I'm doing. It happens. It's true. So, anyway, before we move on with New Year, let's play another song by Rockosaurus Rex with Auld Lang Syne, and see if we could try to sing along with this. I cannot sing along with this song. If I have a sheet of lyrics right in front of me, I cannot sing along with this song. Or, of course, no one can sing when they're drunk. But whatever. Let's play this.
Should acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and days of Auld Lang Syne? For Auld Lang Syne, my dear, for Auld Lang Syne, we'll take a cup of kind and shed for days of Auld Lang Syne.
Oh man, I can't imagine singing that song drunk on New Year's Eve, but I digress. Anyway, like I said earlier, this whole holiday season also marks the time that this year is going to come to an end, and a brand new year is going to start again. And, you know, like I said, if you start off the year off happy and excited, you're going to end the year happy and excited like I am doing right now. And yeah, some people might think that New Year's Eve is a good time to drink and a good time to, you know, do all this weird stuff and, you know, all this stuff about drinking. But, you know, the true reason for New Year's Eve is, you know, kind of reflect upon the year and see what you've done, what you've accomplished, and also reflect on the upcoming year, what you're going to do, what's your resolution, and, you know, get ready to, you know, forget all the bad stuff about last year. Let's move on to this new year and look forward to the future. And, you know, that's what New Year's Eve is all about for me. And, you know, and also trying to find out who you want to kiss for New Year's. I always spend New Year's with my mother, and I always kiss her because, you know, you're supposed to kiss someone, and, you know, pretty much, you know, your mother's right next to you, and I like to kiss her, so. But anyway, it's a really fun holiday, and, you know, I would love to spend it in Times Square, but when it comes to Times Square, I don't really think I really want to be there on New Year's. I've seen a lot of weird stuff there, but I digress. But like I said, that's what the New Year's is all about. Kick the old one to the curb. Let's reflect on this new one and get ready for the future. Especially now with 2008, with all sorts of, especially now that we're getting closer and closer to the future and everything that, you know, that we've seen, like, in Buck Rogers, it's all coming together and all coming true, so. But, you know, that's pretty much what the New Year's Eve is all about, and New Year's Day is the first day in the new year. You know, get ready for a whole new year, get ready up, yeah! Whatever. anyway, that's about does it for my reflection. You know, I just want to spend this time, you know, trying to gather all my thoughts and, you know, just laying them out, what this whole holiday is about. And, you know, and even though I celebrate Christmas and a lot of people celebrate other holidays, you know, I'm not reflecting on specific holidays here. I just want to reflect on, like, you know, a specific holiday, like just Christmas. But, you know, because, you know, all these holidays, you know, they're all based on one thing, and that is spending time with family, you know, reflecting on the year, and, you know, just celebrating, you know, the time spending together, and, you know, depending on your religion, you know, celebrating, like, you know, for Christmas is the birth of Christ, and, you know, some other, I apologize, I'm not too familiar with them, but, you know, it's always good to spend time with family and friends and, you know, just reflect on the holiday, spend time with them, and reflect on the year, so that's about it. Anyway, the next segment, and the last segment, as always, will be Retrovision, and this time, it's not going to be on a video game, it's actually going to be on Christmas television specials and Christmas movies that I've seen for years now. And, you know, I just want to reflect on some of my personal favorites. So we'll get that into a little bit. But right now, let's get on. Let's see. I played some Nelson. I played Skid Row. I played Rockosaurus Rex. Let's play another band that really surprised me when it comes to Christmas music. How about some, I don't know, Twisted Sister with Heavy Metal Christmas?
Heavy.
That's funny. I don't recall having a studio audience. Whatever. This week on Retro Revision, it's going to be split into two sections, TV Christmas specials and Christmas movies. The first section will be TV specials. Now, when it comes to TV specials, I've seen pretty much most of them. Like, the ones that that only show during Christmas. I'm not talking about, like, the sitcom TV specials or, like, or some other Christmas special. I'm talking about, like, the real ones. The real half-hour to an hour-long Christmas specials that you just have to see. One of my personal favorites is How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Not the movie one, but the cartoon one. It always brings a smile to my heart because it's such a really cool story. It's by Dr. Seuss. The music is awesome. And even the theme song, You're Me One, Mr. Grinch, is pretty much one of my personal favorites. It's such a fun song to sing, and it's such a fun song to learn. And, you know, the story itself is pretty cool. And, you know, especially with, you know, the Grinch meaning little Susie who sang, you know, taking the tree, saying, "Oh, my dear, this light has a broken light bulb. I'm just going to take it to my workshop, and I'll bring it right back." You know, stuff like that. I mean, that Grinch is such a jerk. But, you know, if you've seen it, chances are you have. You know that it always comes to a happy ending. And, you know, it's that ending that always, you know, always gets to me. Because, you know, he may be a jerk, but, you know, he can still have a heart. And, you know, that's what I really like about it. Another TV special that I've always enjoyed watching is Santa Claus is Coming to Town. And what's really cool about that is that not only is it stop-motion animation and it's really fun to watch with some really great music, but what's really cool is that how they, you know, incorporate everything we know about Santa Claus into this one small TV special that is always so fun to watch. Like, for example, the whole name Kris Kringle, that's, you know, that was his original name that his, you know, his adopted mother gave him, and, you know, how Santa got his beard, and, you know, how he always, you know, puts Christmas down chimneys, and how he met his wife, and seeing all the elves and everything. It's a really good story. It's a really good story and has really great music to it. Another special that I always enjoy watching is the Charlie Brown Christmas special. And that is so much fun to watch because it's not only is it parodied with all the time, but, you know, it's a really good story that Charlie Brown, he's trying to put a really good show, but, you know, it always goes down the drain. You know, it's with Charlie Brown, it's bad luck always follows him, but, you know, it has a really good feeling at the end, and Snoopy's always a good character, you know. Good character to watch, and it's such a really fun show. Especially the speech in the middle of it that, you know, that is pretty much the true meaning of Christmas, and it's always so fun to watch. I have so many other specials in my mind. There's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. There's also Mickey's Christmas Carol. There's so many new ones coming out now that it's really amazing how, you know, they make all these, and, you know, most of them are pretty good, but the ones that are, like, you know, stop motion animation and the Frosty the Snowman animation, you know, all those ones that were released, like, in the 50s and the 60s, you know, those are always so much fun to watch now, and, you know, you can see them now, like on network television, and, you know, they always show these on Christmas, and I always look forward to watch, and especially now since they're on DVD, you know, I see if I can find the definitive Christmas special on DVD so I can show my kids and watch whenever I want to, because they're so much fun to watch. And, you know, some of my friends look at me with weird faces saying, "How can you watch this stuff, man? Why you watch this?" I said, "It's good stuff. It's really good stuff." And I think you have to agree with me on this. And yeah, sure, there are, you know, the sitcom ones and the cartoon ones, and, you know, they always fit in with the whole story on the sitcom. But, you know, I just remember this other one that I used to watch as a kid. There was a show called Rugrats. I'm talking about the original Rugrats, not the all grown up stuff. I'm talking about the original one, like when the Rugrats were still just babies. They had two holiday specials. They had a Christmas one and they have a Hanukkah one. I don't really recall any other cartoon or any other show that celebrates both, that has specials for different holidays. I don't really recall any other show like that nowadays. Up to the top of my head right now, I can't think of anything else. And it was really cool that, you know, you learn that kids can learn a lot about Hanukkah and also a lot about Christmas because they do both, you know, holidays for the show. It's really interesting. I don't, like I said, I don't really recall any other show that does this. But, you know, there are always some, but, you know, the original Rugrats Christmas special and even the Hanukkah special, you know, they're both really cool, and, you know, they both reflect on, you know, the traditions and what it's all about. And, you know, they're just really fun to watch. I don't know if you can find them both on DVD, but if you can probably find them on eBay, you know, on VHS, you probably might find them. But anyway, you know, with all these new specials out, I have seen a few new ones, but, you know, they never compare to the original ones. They're always the classic ones, they're fun to watch. And, you know, whenever you get the chance, or if you catch them on television, you can also look up your local listings, see when they're on. Just, you know, take a gander at them, watch them, and, you know, see how much fun they are to watch. And, you know, yeah, they're just so much fun to watch. I really enjoy watching them. But anyway, the next segment I'm going to have is on Christmas movies. And oh, I can reflect a lot on these because I've seen a few of them, and some of them are my personal favorites. But now, let's get on with... But before I move on to that, let's play a little more Twisted Sister with I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. You know, hearing that song again, it's kind of reminds me of one night when I was very, very young. I kind of recall that I swear, I did see Santa Claus putting Christmas gifts in the living room. I kid you not. I swear I saw him, but whatever. Let's move on to the second segment of Retrovision, which is Christmas movies. Now, you can really honestly tell me that, or, you know, you can tell anyone that there's a lot of them. There's a whole lot of them. Some of them are good, some of them are, you know, mediocre, but some of them are the best. I mean, they're great stories, and they really reflect a lot on the holiday. And some of my personal favorites, especially this one. This one's my absolute favorite, and it's A Christmas Story. Now, if you have not seen A Christmas Story, my question is, why have you not seen this? It is such a good movie. It is such a great Christmas story, and, you know, it's a great modern classic, too, because you can pretty much reflect a lot of your childhood on this whole movie. I mean, you're trying to be good, and there's always that one gift that you always want, and, you know, especially the one scene where this kid gets his tongue stuck to a flagpole. Oh my god, that was so... Oh, whatever. It was such a good scene. And the only way he'll ever learn not to do it again is that they actually have to rip off his tongue to get off the flagpole. Comes in the classroom with gauze on his tongue. Oh, wow. And it's such a good movie. And there's also that infamous lady's leg lamp, and, you know, the little brother that, you know, doesn't eat. And also that infamous pink bunny costume. Oh my god. I can definitely see some people in that now. Ugh. But I can even see myself in that. I feel bad for that kid now. Where that's part of the movie. Oh, I don't want to go to... Sorry. Sorry about that. I just can't stop laughing at that movie. It's such a good movie. If you haven't seen it, there's bound to be some station. I think it's either... I know it's one of the Turner stations that plays that on Christmas Eve or Christmas... I think it's Christmas Eve. They play that movie for 24 hours. So, you'll have, unlimited chances to catch that movie. Either a glimpse of it or a lot of it. And it's such a good movie throughout. And it's so much fun to watch. But, and there's also another movie I like to watch on Christmas. And that is... This is my dad's personal favorite movie. It's called... It's a Wonderful Life, and it's such a good story. It's such a good movie, such a good story that, you know, this guy, it's, you know, the holiday season, and, you know, he was down on his luck in the middle of the movie, and he says, "I wish I'd never been born," and then his guardian angel comes out from the sky, tells him, and shows him his life that, you know, if he's never been born, and, you know, he sees all this bad stuff that's happening, and he wishes that he lived. And, you know, he comes back to reality, and then he spends time with his family family and all his friends. You know, it's such a really good story, and it has probably one of the best ending quotes ever, which is that every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings, and, you know, it's such a really good quote. And, Yeah, I know, the movie's been parodied a lot, but, you know, the story's still pretty good. And, you know, there's so many other holiday movies that have been out there. I mean, some of them, you know, are bad. I mean, really bad. But, you know, there's a lot of good movies out there. There's a lot of good Christmas movies out there. But I do admit that even though some movies are bad, but that, you know, some of the movies with, you know, that has, you know, some of these movies actually have good stories to them. Like, you know, Santa Claus, the Santa Claus, that was actually a good movie with Tim Allen, and it actually had a good story to it, and, you know, it was fun to watch, and, You know, you can also count some of the TV specials I mentioned earlier. You can kind of count them as movies, but, you know, they're mostly just Christmas specials. But, you know, I'll count them as movies. So, you know, it's just that, you know, all these things that we watch during the holiday season, they're always so much fun. They're either be a TV special or a movie. They're always so much fun to watch. And, you know, if you're ever, you know, surfing through the channels, and if you see something like this, like a TV special, you know, just sit back and watch, and, you know, it might have a good story to it, it might leave you feeling good at the end. You know, they're just so much fun to watch, and I definitely enjoy watching them, especially the TV specials that I mentioned earlier, and definitely a movie like A Christmas Story, that is also very fun to watch. I think it's pretty much one of the best Christmas movies I'll watch every year, and, you know, there's also a lot of other Christmas specials, like Mickey's Christmas Carol, and, you know, there's even a new Shrek one, and there's just so many of them out there, and, you know, check them out. I mean, some have definitely really good stories to them, and some of them are actually pretty good. Some of them are considered classics. And, you know, they're just fun to watch. Check them out. And they're on television, like, all the time during the season, during December. And, like I said, if you ever find one, just sit back, relax, and check them out. Anyway, before I close the show, let's play one more Twisted Sister song. Then I'll just finish off the show. I'll see you in a little bit.
Sing, rise up, angels, sing.
And with that, I think we can end the show right here and now. I want to thank you all for listening so much to this very special edition of the Civil Fire Blog Podcast. As for the next episode, well, I'll be in Florida at the time, but I'm not 100% sure if I'll be doing an episode or not. But I don't know. If it comes, it comes. If it's not, well, you know the reason why. Speaking of which, when I'm in Florida, I'll be twittering a lot. If you want to look at my Twitter feed, you can check out twitter.com/SWABP, and you can follow me on there. You can sign up. It's free. It's fun. It's easy. It's awesome. I really enjoy Twitter. I've been twittering a lot, and it's really fun. Also, if you want to email me with any questions, comments, concerns, anything, you can always email me at silverwolfpodcast@gmail.com. And, you know, you can also check out the blog at swabp.blogspot.com. Also, your comments on iTunes, you know, I only received 2, 1 good, 1 not so good. But, you know, your comments on iTunes will definitely help me out, and it will definitely appreciate, you know, definitely make me happy during this holiday season if you just leave, you know, leave something. I mean, I'll really appreciate it, whether good or bad. And also, all the music, every single song, especially this next one by Lee Harris, which I'll be playing at the end. All this music comes from the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com. And what else do I have to say except Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, have a great new year, and I'll see you all within a few weeks. Until then, Happy Holidays. See ya.
You were here.
It's not the same without you here.
Every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings. Happy holidays, everybody.